Dictation 4, Rakesh, R-A-K-E-S-H, Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A, May 1844, address as a letter to Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T, 463-2249. Dear Mrs. Barnhart, consultation for Dr. Saxena with a change of kidney function. His creatinine has increased. From a baseline around 1 to 1.1 to around 1.3 to 1.5. Underline diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol on treatment, a number of musculoskeletal symptoms, used to take Celebrex, used to follow with Dr. Lynes, L-A-Y-N-E-S, and recently Dr. Prakash, P.S. in Paul, R-A-K-S-H, Prakash. A diagnosis of pseudo-gout. He has no major specific symptoms in terms of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or bleeding. There has been some degree of anemia, prior EGD, a minor ulceration on the lesser curvature of the stomach, good urine output, some irritative symptoms of frequency, urgency, no infection, cloudiness of blood, no major edema. There was some chest pain and a near syncopal episode for what recently cardiology has done a cardiac cath. Did not require any angioplasty or stents, only medical treatment. Going back in his medical testing, there has been prior documented cyst a few years back on CT scan. We requested a kidney ultrasound. I talked to Dr. Saxena. It was done this morning. I have not received the official report, but as far as I know, simple cyst, no obstruction, no urinary retention. On the day of consultation, July 24, I put him on Flomax. Of course, it will take some time to help with the symptoms of enlargement of the prostate. Per his request, we have repeat a PSA, which is normal. Other problems with the kidneys has been elevated of PTH. We requested nuclear medicine scan of the parathyroid gland that shows some localization on the right side for what he is going to see endocrine surgeon at Midland in the near future. Next paragraph, present medications include Avapro, colchicine 3 days a week, thyroid replacement, Lipitor, metformin, B12, B1, vitamin D, Prilosec, and I started on Flomax the day of consultation, and he is off anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, the past medical history, diabetes, cholesterol, hypertension, recent negative workup for atypical chest pain and near syncope, the prior stomach ulcer, benign, prior kidney stones, probably 10 years ago, does not know the type of composition, prior right-sided groin hernia, next paragraph, no allergies. Next paragraph, no smoking, minimal alcohol. Next paragraph, other diagnosis for angiomas of the retina, glaucoma, benign, no retinopathy, no neuropathy, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no liver disease, no TIAs, stroke or seizures, no coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, weight 152, blood pressure 130, 132 over 80 bilateral, alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress, no gross skin abnormalities, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no palpable masses, ascites liver, no palpable thyroid masses, no gross edema, neurological deficits. Next paragraph, I repeat chemistries. In June, creatinine was 1.5. Now in July, 1.31, representing a GFR of 55. Relatively low sodium and upper potassium, normal acid base, normal calcium albumin, normal phosphorus, PSA per Dr. Saxena request at 1.7, anemia 12 with a normal white blood cell platelet, ferritin low at 13 with an iron saturation 27, no albumin in the urine, protein creatinine ratio normal less than 0.2, he was 0.17, I did request immunofixation and free light change because of anemia and renal failure, which is pending. There has been normal B12 folic acid. Normal phosphorus. Normal 3T4. PTH elevated recently 260, now 184. Cardiac cath was done July the 3rd. Mild two-vessel disease, LAD, right coronary artery, did not require invasive intervention, no evidence for elevated pressures, no CHF. At the time of fall near syncope, testing CT scan of the head, cervical spine, no major abnormalities. Prior CT scan angiogram, also no major vessel abnormalities. Mild degree of atherosclerosis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. A change of kidney function within the last 1 year plus, underlying diabetes, however, urine analysis shows no activity for blood protein cells or inflammation, nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. There is no albumin or protein in the urine. Clinically not symptomatic. There is mild anemia, could be related to kidney disease. At this moment, does not require any intervention besides replacing iron, which he's running low. He doesn't eat meat, has been on iron supplements. I talked to Dr. Saxena today. He's planning to do a new upper GI because of the prior history of the stomach ulcer. I will review the official report of the kidney ultrasound to make sure that there is normal size and no other abnormalities. The cyst appears to be stable over time and likely represents simple cyst. Awaiting results of immunofixation. He asked about protein supplements. I have no problem with that. He is aware of avoiding any anti-inflammatory agents. He needs to follow with endocrine surgeon for potential right-sided parathyroid adenoma. Further to follow enter dictation.